You're tuned into the Sportscast with Brian, Craig, and Jeff. Give you all the sports news you need. We give you outspoken thoughts about all the headlines. We talk baseball, football, hockey, and more. No matter the topic, we cover it. Get ready for the show and keep it outspoken. Keep it outspoken. We keep it outspoken only on the
Hey guys, welcome in. It is episode 216 on the Outspoken Network here. The NFL 1 recap. The week was a great week for football. We saw a lot of sloppy play, little rusty teams coming out, not being in sync for week number one. I did terrible in my pick'em game. Craig won that for sure week one, so Craig's up 1-0 on me, unfortunately. I'm going to give you some takeaways from the week. Number one takeaway from this week is the Lions. The Lions get the job done. They go in on Thursday night. They go in and they don't dominate by any means, but they go into hostile environment there in Kansas City. And they hold the Chiefs to 20 points. That in itself is very hard to do, even if you lost 20-17 or 20-14 something. Holding the Chiefs 20 points is a very good job by the Lions defense. They played physical. They played hard. Goff was able to not turn over the football. He's been pretty good at doing that. They made some plays on defense, and when the offense needed to, they made plays and stepped up. Look, the Lions are better than people think they are. Last year they had a weird record in one score games that if it was one of those games were turned around, then the Lions would have been better record wise. So this year, you know, they've got talent. They've got a good, physical defense. They've got a good offense. Their head coach has got them running through a wall. And a lot of people want to talk about Kansas City at the end of this. And, oh, well, they didn't have Kelsey. And if their wide receivers caught the balls, then they probably win the game. And they might if Tony catches that ball in the fourth quarter and just lead for a field goal. But people aren't giving credit to the Lions for this. And they deserve a lot of credit. Dan Campbell had his team ready to play week one in a hostile environment. And good kudos for the Lions. I was actually, even though I'm a Packers fan, rooting for the Lions to win. I'm tired of Kansas City winning. I'm tired of Patrick Mahomes winning. Sorry, Cat. But the Lions get the job done on the road in a very hard place to play. And you know, the Chiefs will come out this next week. I would hate to see in week two. I would hate to be who they play, because they're going to come out and be aggressive. So their defense looked good. They got Jared Goff a couple times. They've pressured him quite a bit without their star defensive lineman. So you could look at the Falcons beat the Panthers 24-10. I thought the Panthers were going to win this one. Takeaway number two in week number one for me was the 49ers look like the best team in football right now. They went on the road to Pittsburgh. I thought this was going to be a closer game than it was. We had so many question marks on Brock Purdy. Is Brock Purdy going to be healthy? What's it going to look like? And they absolutely dominated the Steelers like they weren't even an NFL team. They defense didn't even allow them anything. Didn't allow them an inch. It was a dominant performance. And, you know, Brock Purdy threw for 220, two touchdowns, a decent, good game for him. McCaffrey went off with 152 yards. They have so many weapons that you don't know where it's coming from. You got Kittle, you got Samuel, you got Ayuk, you got Christian McCaffrey, and Elijah Mitchell. So you got all these guys that can hurt you all over the field, and it's just hard to take care. You know, it's hard to try and shut down one when you got so many options. And Brock Purdy looked pretty good, 19 and 29. Kenny Pickett threw for 232, one touchdown, two interceptions. Interceptions killed him. But this was a dominant performance by the 49ers. And we knew they were going to be good. It was just the question mark of Brock Purdy's health. And they go in and dominate the Steelers. And they make Mike Tomlin's football team look inept. And that's not something that we're used to seeing. My third takeaway is the Miami Dolphins just might be the real deal. They were a good team last year, right? Tua got injured. Then they had backup quarterback problems. And it kind of fell apart. But the Dolphins look strong. Tyreek Hill was an absolute beast in this game. And Tua, 466 yards on the road, three touchdowns, one interception. They didn't rush the ball very well. They had only 70 yards rushing. They threw the ball a lot. Tyreek Hill had 215 yards receiving and two touchdowns. What a impressive game. You go on the road against the Chargers, who on paper-wise is very talented, right? Very talented. Justin Herbert threw for 229 yards, had only had one touchdown. Eckler went off for 117 yards. And this was a close game, but there was a big play, and no one's, you know, a lot of people aren't really talking about it. Before halftime, Miami goes down and throws up a prayer, and Chargers make a stupid, stupid pass interference penalty, allows them to kick a field goal before halftime. If that doesn't happen, they go into halftime, and it doesn't matter. They kick the field goal in halftime, and they go up by three, and Miami won this game by 2 points. Let it sink in. Stupid, stupid play. He just shoves a wide receiver in the back. They throw the easy flag. Puts them in field goal range, and they won by 2 points. So take that field goal off the board, and LA is the winner. It's those boneheaded plays like that that'll cost you games. So the Miami Dolphins look for real. My fourth takeaway is, are this Cowboys defense that good? They won 40-0. They stomped the mud hole in the Giants. Giants didn't look. I thought Giants may have a chance to win this one. Giants didn't even come close to showing up for this football game at home against this defense. Micah Parsons flying all over the ball. The Cowboys look good, and then we haven't seen anything yet from the offensive side of the ball because they scored a lot of these points, blocked field goal. Their special teams look good. Their defense look good. Dak Prescott threw for like 140 yards. They didn't have to do anything on offense to win this football game. They dominated the Giants, and I knew the Giants were going to have a fall this year. That they made the playoffs last year. We all knew it was kind of a fluke, but 40-0 at home. That is absolutely terrible. Dayball should be yelling and screaming at his team. They should be doing a lot of up-downs this week to get ready for next week because that was a bad look. And my fourth takeaway from, or my fifth takeaway from week one is Jordan Love looked pretty good. Jordan Love, they go and take on the Bears. First complete game for Jordan Love, our first look after all the question marks. And he threw for 245 yards and 3 touchdowns. Pretty dang good. Now, he had a couple passes here or there that were off on target. Not as accurate as they should have been. And not to mention, we're missing Christian Watson, which is our best wide receiver. Jordan Love showed promise. Now, it's funny. I got my buddy in the neighborhood. I'm going to call him out. His name's Brandon. He's a really good dude. Him and his wife, Briss, and they're good people, but he's a Chicago Bears fan. And when the Green Bay and the Bears play, we get together and watch it. We went to Boomer Jack's last Sunday to watch it. And the whole right there, he's talking about how it's going to be different. We're going to be good this year. And the Packers just came out and dominated. Justin Fields, to me, is not a good quarterback. I try and let that sink into him or any Bears fan around here. And they say, well, he doesn't have a team. Justin Fields, he threw for 216, which is a surprise because I did not – 216, that's more than I thought he threw for. He had 59 yards on the ground. They only attempted to throw the ball to DJ Moore twice. He had 2 catches. They're not throwing the ball. Everything that I saw in that game was dink and dunk to running backs, or Justin Fields was on the run. Our defense looked good. Aaron Jones is our best player. He had rushed for 41 and he received 86. He bled both those. We'll see if he's going to play this next week. He came up limping and injured his hamstring. This defense looks to be rejuvenized a little bit. They played a little bit better. And so we'll see. But Justin Fields, I'm not saying he's a real deal, but he showed some promising signs there week one against the Bears. And I want to see him against a harder football team. And next week we take on the Atlanta Falcons. So I don't know if it's really going to be much of a difficult football team, but the Bears are definitely not. The Bengals struggle mightily as they lose to the Browns 24-3. The Browns defense get all after Burrow. This is Burrow's worst game of his career. He only threw for 82 yards. Terrible. Joe Mixon couldn't run the ball. This defense was all over it. Deshaun Watson only threw for 154 yards. Nick Chubb rushed for 106. This is one of those games that the Bengals just take up, wad, throw it away, and you move on to next week. And I don't think there should be too much concerns with the Bengals fans going forward if they're going to have another flop like that. Jaguars take down the Colts. They ruin Anthony's Anthony, is that his name? Yeah, Anthony Richardson's debut. Anthony Richardson looked better than I expected. I'm going to say that looked better than I expected. Trevor Lawrence wasn't too impressive in this one. I'm looking for him to come out and dominate, and we just haven't seen it. So, Jags win, but I'm not really impressed. Buccaneers take down the Vikings. It's the Vikings. Kirk Cousins can throw all these numbers up there. He had 344 yards. Baker only threw for 173, but the Bucs walk out of the way with a road win. Jefferson fumbles the ball into the end zone. Kirk Cousins threw an interception right at the 1 yard line, basically. The Bucs win that game. You go four and you look to the Saints win 16-15. Horrible game that was. Commanders win 20-16. The Cardinals try to win that one. Texans played a decent game. You saw some promising stuff from Stroud. Against a difficult defense of the Ravens. Lamar Jackson was not impressive at all in this game. 169 yards passing, 38 yards on the ground. He was their leading rusher. Nothing to write home about for Lamar Jackson. Stroud threw for 242. He had no picks, but no touchdowns as well. And then let's look at the Raiders and Broncos. Raiders win by one. Eagles hold on to win. They were up 16-0 over the Patriots. They hold on to win 25-20. Rams shock us and put up 30 points against Seattle. Seattle did not come to play. I picked Seattle to win that one. And then the story of the week has been the Jets and Bills game. And I was able to stay up and watch that game. And being a Packers fan, I wanted Aaron Rodgers gone. I wanted us to trade him. Actually, last year, we didn't do that. We traded him. Well, sorry, the year before, after his back-to-back MVPs, I wanted us to trade him. We pay him all this money. When we trade him this year, he goes to the Jets. All this super, this hype of Aaron Rodgers and the new team. All the whole offseason, that's been the biggest acquisition. People are waiting and dying to see this. And four snaps. Four snaps or five snaps in the game. He's out for the rest of the year. It sucks. It sucks for the football fans. It sucks for the Jets fans. It sucks for the people who were wanting to see him. And I was wanting to see him play. I wanted to see what he had still left in the tank. I wanted to see if he was going to mold well with the Jets players. I wanted to see a rejuvenized Aaron Rodgers. And unfortunately, that was stolen from us. When that happened, it was kind of weird. He tore his Achilles. He didn't look like anything, and then he just drops to the ground and goes, gets carted off. And I laughed at the time, not at the injury, but just at the situation. All this hope for the Jets fans, and all this buildup, and the guy doesn't make it four snaps into the game. And then when we realized it was a serious injury, then it wasn't so funny. So I hope that he comes back. You know, I don't want to see him go out like that. He'll always be a Packer. He'll always retire. Or he'll always be, you know, one of our – he's the best Packer quarterback of all time. There's no argument there. And he will go down and we will retire his number and he'll be a Packer legend and it'll be okay. But it just sucks. I wanted to see the season with him. I wanted to see it. And he said he's going to come back, but I do believe he will be back on the field, but I don't know what he will be like playing with Ekmanek after that major injury at his age. So we'll see what happens there, unfortunately, for Aaron Rodgers. But the Jets get the win. The Jets hang on to win 22-16. The Bills, Josh Allen had three interceptions, and it is just threw for one touchdown, 262 yards. Zach Wilson threw for 140 yards. This defense is really good, and Breece Hall is really good. And unfortunately for the Jets, we know what they are with Zach Wilson. And they're not a good football team. So staying pat and just staying there with Zach Wilson isn't going to help you. I believe they should go out and get a veteran quarterback. Go out and get Colt McCoy, who was cut by the Cardinals. Go out and maybe see if Brady. The joke has been Brady is going to come play for the Jets. It's not going to happen. But go find somebody. Call the 49ers up and say, hey, do you really want Sam Darnold? Call around the league. Get somebody in here because you have a talented football team. You just need a quarterback. And there's not a lot of those quarterbacks just hanging around. Call back Mike White and get him back out there. So I don't know, but Zach Wilson's not the answer. And we've seen it before. They have a really good defense. They've got some offensive line or some offensive weapons. But they have no offensive line. And did the Jets not think to get an offensive line now bringing in their star prize Aaron Rodgers quarterback? I mean, did they not think about that? He was under duress. The four snaps he snapped the ball, he was under duress the whole time. I'm like, dude, did you guys not invest in an offensive line for this guy? That was your week one. The biggest shocker was the Bengals losing to the Browns the way they did, and the Lions beating the Chiefs. We had some sloppy football, a lot of low scoring games. The Dolphins Charger game was, we were right on point with that. We said that's going to be the game to watch. We were at Boomer Jacks. They had multiple TVs. It's a really good place to go to watch sports. Decent food, but a great place to go to watch sports and watch your football games. And they had the Miami Dolphins game up, and we were watching that back and forth with the Packers and Bears. That's your week one recap. I was shocked that the Bengals just lost the way they did. The Browns defense must be for real. To shut down the Bengals like that, only scored 3 points. That's pretty crazy. We got Thursday Night Football coming up. You got the Eagles and the Vikings. I got the Eagles winning this one. The Eagles, you know, it's funny because the Eagles in game one, this season, they've scored 16 points and they held on to win, but that's been a lot of their games. They score early, and then they hold on to the lead. And that's the way they've always been. And people are like, well, maybe they're not that good. They're a good football team. Do I expect them to go 14-3 again this season? No. They will digress a little bit. But I think they'll still be a good football team. I still think they obviously fight for their division. I think I have the Eagles winning the division. But I'm interested to see what Dallas is going to be because we still don't know, right? The week one they played, they beat an easy Giants team. We didn't get to see the offense. I want to see Dak against a tough defense, see what these weapons look like out there, and see this defense up against another high-power offense and go from there. I want to see them play somebody. And they're going to play week two. They play the Jets without Aaron Rodgers. So the Cowboys should win that game. But the defense of the Jets is good. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be pretty close. But we'll get into your week two recap on Saturday night this week, and we'll have me and Craig on, possibly Jeff as well. We'll go. I'll give you our week two predictions and go from there. But the NFL's back. I'm super excited. Love showed us some promise, Green Bay fans, so hold in there and have some faith and some hope that he's going to pan out to be a good quarterback. And his defense looked better this first game, but I know it's against the Bears, so I got to wait till we play somebody better, a better opponent. All right, guys, this week's been crazy at work. It's time for What's in My Locker here. It's been crazy work, and we've worked long hours, me and Craig. We got a long week still ahead of us and no end in sight, so it's going to be fun. We'll probably both be working Saturday. We'll probably both be tired on the Saturday episode, but we got to do what we got to do to get the job done. Other than that, that's about it. Just watching some football. The college football slate is terrible. There's no good games on this Saturday. They've got to do something about this. Just nobody. There's nobodies, new baddies playing each other. There's going to be a lot of blowouts and a lot of football games that you're probably not going to want to watch or invest in. So, all right, guys, listen to our episodes. Subscribe, like, we're everywhere. I'm going to throw out my predictions for this week on TikTok. And we have the Al Spoken Network on TikTok. Come follow us there. I send out videos of sports stuff and topics. And come listen to our week two preview coming up, our week two predictions, and see who's going to take home the weekly winner for between me and Craig picking our football games. All right, guys, God bless, and remember to keep it outspoken.